starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Betty Hutton.
Thank you, students. Should we go on with the lecture? Thank you. Well, here I am at Santa Barbara State U. That's the Board of Education expression, meaning we're off the campus now, Gertrude. You can smoke the cigarettes in the outside of your mouth. We're off the campus now, Gertrude. You can smoke the cigarette on the outside of your mouth. To play colleges. After all, where else can you lay a stale egg and blame it on the chemistry lab?
I'm flying today.
Santa Barbara College is located on a steep hillside. It's really steep. In fact, one freshman tripped while he was crossing the campus, and the next thing he knew, he was attending the College of the Pacific. This whole college is built on the hillside. In fact, you can tell the freshmen both legs are the same length. I won't say it's a steep hill, but a chicken on the next farm started cackling to lay an egg, and the farmer came running out of the house with a fielder's glove. And this is a four-year course here. But I met one girl that was here 6 years before she graduated. It wasn't that she wasn't smart. It was just that her sweater was so long, she had to take shorter steps. And the exams here are very stiff exams. That's a college term, meaning, dear folks, I may be home sooner than you think. I worked my way through college. I had a very tough job. You know those guys who come around selling a year's subscription and then you never get the magazine? Well, I was the guy who came around to collect for the second year. You should have seen my first sweetheart. She wasn't the most attractive girl in school, but I worshipped the ground she crawled out of. Every time I got near, her eyes would light up. I was the only one that knew how to work the battery. She always wore a big ribbon on her head. It helped cover up the bald spot. And I'll never forget the first time we kissed. She didn't really mean to kiss me. I tricked her into it. We were drinking out of the same fountain. I turned the water off. Here comes Francis Langford.
The more I want you, somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. So it goes, and you imagine how much I'll love you the more I see you as years go by. My arms won't see you, my heart won't try. Can you imagine how much I love you the more I see? you as years go by.
For an angel, got me to a seven. Got a date for an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me. So I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates ring out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this season of seven. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates ring out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at seven. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Lonesome, a pair of lips.
Thank you very much, Francis. That was Francis Langford singing, "Gee, It's Good to Hold You," dedicated to my hot water bottle. And now we have, assisted by my good friend Skinny Ennis, the North Carolina Flash. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present one of Hollywood's most dynamic actresses. When this girl was born, she flew the stork in. A young lady who's... A young lady whose picture performances are so explosive, she's getting fan mail from the atomic bomb scientist, the Benzedrine kid herself, Miss Betty Hutton. Right here.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Well, quit slicing your chops and slip me the grip, sugar puss. Yeah. Come on, none of that stuff on the cuff. I got my boots on. Advance the spark and start digging the discs, or I'll put you in that deep sink.
Yeah.
Huh? Let's groove it! Let's break it down and build it up again! Let's bounce, Johnson, let's bounce! Yeah.
College is moving into a new building anyway.
Hey, beat me. What are you doing broadcasting from a college anyway?
Oh, these kids invited me. After all, education is a broad field, and they probably figured they could learn something.
Well, this should teach them a lesson.
So look at me now. You'd never suspected I flunked in yo-yo, would you? But these students... had a bad spring. But these students... I'm going to get a thrill out of you, Betty. You're looking great this evening. That's some suit.
Well, this suit is just something I threw together.
Threw together, huh? It landed in a neat pile. It's sure.
Gee, I'm glad you think so, Bob. This Santa Barbara's sure a ritzy place, isn't it?
Ritzy? Betty, they're so ritzy up here, they burn oriental incense in the smudge pots.
Here, do you think you could get me into the famous social world?
You in society, Betty? Tell me, have you ever had a coming out?
No, not since I quit using those cheap zippers.
Betty, that proves that you wouldn't know how to act in society.
Oh, Bob, I can talk ritzy and sophisticated.
Yeah, well, suppose you're at a swanky party and someone insults you. What do?
Well, I just look archly at them and murmur, "Eh, you Peter Van Dyke."
No, Betty, that's all wrong. In society, you say, "Ah, you Mater's Marmalade." Say, which stork club is that picture about? The one in New York or Kansas City?
Well, you're silly, Bob. There's no stork club in Kansas City.
Oh, of course there is. How else could the stork stop and refuel on the way to Crosby's?
Now, Bob, that isn't the way to talk about Bing Crosby.
No, it isn't, but it's as close as I can come while we're on the air. But that stork club must be quite a spot, Betty. Let's show the folks what happens when a country boy comes to New York and drops into the stork. You be the hat check girl, and I'll be the corny Joe.
Fine, you can stay right in character.
A little bumpkin music, Kim. Well, here I am in New York again. Gosh, wish the fellas back in Carpinteria could see me now. Boy... Boy, what a trip to New York. Took me 10 days. Guess I'd have made better time if I'd taken the train. Gee, look at that sign. Stork, S-T-O-R-K. Whoops, it went off. There, it went on again. Place looks like it's got money. Wonder why they don't get it fixed. Stork Club, looks like a pretty good place. I think I'll just go in and see who they're buying their eggs from. Well, I'll just open the door and peek inside.
Okay, Bud, that'll be $14.
But I just looked inside the door.
That'll be another $10. You're using our air to talk with.
Gee, here's the hat check girl. Gosh, she's pretty. Hiya, sis. Is this the Stork Club?
Yeah, but you're too late. We've already got one.
Here's my coat.
I knew you'd be coming in.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Someone always checks the coat like this right after I wash my hands. Gee, it's heavy. What do you have in the pockets?
My shoes.
Look, I'm busy. Come on, give me your hat.
What, and wake up my turtle?
You've got a turtle under your hat? What for?
Got him trained. When I pass a girl, he tips it for me. Say, how do I get to the main dining room?
Just follow your nose.
Follow my nose?
Yeah, it's on the second floor.
Say, I'd really like to eat with one of you city gals. How about going in with me? Why not?
Well, you're square around the hair, your feet don't match, and you're about as solid as a quart of milk looking for a bottle.
That's what I like, town talk. You don't know what you got here, ma'am. Around here, I'm the local Van Johnson. In fact, I'm the streets of Pismo Beach. Now, how about going out with me tonight?
Okay.
You will?
Sure.
Not so fast. Let me think about it a while. You'll really go out with me tonight?
Sure, why not? It might be fun. And anyway, it'll be cheaper than using regular Ovaltine.
What's that?
Hey, sit down someplace, Pismo. I have to do my number right here.
I'll be waiting.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. And neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chicken with the slickest tricks. And every tick, I'm a ticker tick for you. Follow through. Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and Tommy Hawk back to little rain in the face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you. Follow through. Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and Tommy Hawk back to little rain in the face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
Gentlemen, Bob is tremendously interested in college affairs, and to learn a little more about the goings-on here at Santa Barbara College, Bob tops off his visit by serving as editor for a day on the campus newspaper. We now find him with his secretary, Francis Langford, in the editorial offices of the El Gaucho.
Stop the press, presses! Stop the presses!
Stop the presses? What for?
Well, gee, Bob, you're hurting my ribs.
Hey, you know, Francis, being editor really gives me the inside stuff. This is sensational. This is priceless. Gee, boy.
Bob, what are you reading that's making you so excited?
I'm 3 months ahead. I'm Dick Tracy. Irma took her rubber gloves off. But let's get to work, Francis. I'm going to shake things up around here. We got to beat the rival papers. I've got to get another scoop.
Why? People make enough comments about the one you've got now.
Well, it comes in handy for getting cherries out of the Cokes, anyway.
Well, Bob, we better dig up some news and get out the afternoon paper.
Well, I'll have some in a minute, Francis. Our demon reporter, Westbrook Colonna, is out scouring the campus for news now. Here he is now. Hello.
Hello, Chief. This is Scoops Colonna.
Who? Who?
Yeah, this must be a party line. There's an owl on the phone.
Colonna, look, stop clowning. We got to have news for our paper. We're depending on you.
I'm having a hard time working for your college newspaper, Hope. People won't believe I'm a college student.
They won't believe you're a college student. Why not?
Mustache hides my pipe. Say, Chief. 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 By the way, I just had an accident, and I want some information.
All right.
Doesn't a car with a press sign have the right-of-way?
That's right, Colonna. A car with a press sign has the right-of-way over everything except a fire engine.
Oh, except the fire engine?
Colonna, don't tell me you hit a fire engine. Don't tell me that.
Okay, okay, but it's going to cause a considerable lull in the conversation.
Are you sure you hit a fire engine, Colonna? Did it have hoses on it?
Well, I hate to think this stuff I'm tangled in is spaghetti.
Well, Colonna, get busy and get me some news.
I'm quitting this college paper, Hope. I'm going to New York and work on a big newspaper.
Oh, don't be foolish, Colonna. What would you rather be, a big frog in a small pond or a small frog in a big pond?
I don't know, Hope. Which pond has more girl frogs?
Say. Oh, that cologne of the bottle is his worst enemy. He got out of it. Gee, it's the Dean, Francis.
How do you know it's the Dean?
It must be. Whistler's mother just hit her cigarette under her knitting. It's the Dean, all right.
It's the Dean.
Never mind, students. This is just an informal visit. You can get up off your knees. I got some bad news, Hope. There's a thief on the campus.
Really? Anyone I know?
Someone has been stealing the answers to the examinations and selling them to the students.
This is just a radio program. Tell me.
They've been stealing these examinations.
They have, Dean. They have. You said that. They say, do you suspect anyone?
Well, I have my eyes on a little co-ed named Betty Hutton.
I know, but do you suspect anyone? This is a great story, Dean. Thanks for the tip. Come on, Francis. We'll go over to the girls' boarding house and check up on this.
Gee, Bob, you'll have to grill every one of those co-eds.
Yeah, that's the kind of cooking I like. Come on, let's get going. Here's the place.
Hello.
You, where were you on the night of February 10th?
Why, Bobsey, don't you remember?
Oh, small world, isn't it?
Hiya, Bob.
Oh, Betty, I want to have a talk with you.
All right, but wait till I get rid of my date. All right, on your way, on your way. Well, that takes care of the juniors. Not for the freshmen.
What about the seniors, all 8 of them?
No, they're only interested in the deeper things of life. They spend all their time analyzing the hamburgers at Broome's.
That's the local library. But, Betty, look. This is serious. Somebody's been stealing the answers to the examinations, and we suspect you.
Well, that's too bad, because I won't talk.
So you won't talk, huh? You won't say who's been selling those answers to you. Well, I have a way to make you talk.
Bob, she's a girl. Don't hit her with that rubber hose.
Well, I promised the dean. All right, Hutton. You asked for it. I'm going to hit you with this rubber hose till you confess. Well, don't stand there, Francis. Take it away from her.
okay, Bob. I might as well confess I did it. I go up to Henry's Beach at midnight, and meet a man... and he gives me the answers.
Well, that's a nice place to know all the answers. Henry's Beach, huh? That's a garage here in town. Henry's Beach, huh? Well, come on. We'll go up there and apprehend this crook. I wonder if this is Henry's Beach. This is Henry's Beach. Gee, it's just like the country. I bet there's a lot of wildlife around here.
You ain't kidding, brother.
Gee, it's dark and spooky up here. Now, Miss Hutton, we'll reenact the crime. You go over where you were sitting that night, and you got the answers, and I'll sneak up and give you the tip.
Okay, I'm ready.
He's over this way, somewhere. Oops. Ah, here you are with my arms around you, darling. I'll admit I don't care about solving this crime. I planned this ever since the first moment I set eyes on you. I wanted to hold you, to run my hands through your hair, to kiss you.
You're quite sure we've met?
Kelowna, why are you always the thief?
Dave's hiring another actor, that's all.
Well, come on, Kelowna, I'm taking you to the dean.
Oh, no, you're not. Take a look at this.
Kelowna, drop that gun. You can't scare me with a gun. I'm a Santa Barbara gaucho. Do you hear me? I'm a gaucho.
Oh! Gaucho has an oucho in his poucho.
Here's Francis Langston, right here.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street. From a boy I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the memory. Thanks, Betty Hutton, for being with us tonight.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.